We're doing Dov's minute, and it is customary on Shabbos that after concluding the Shmoneh Esrei, the Chazan repeats what we call Me'en Sheva. He does a short version of Shmoneh Esrei. Magen Avot B'Yidmarom Chemitim Ma'amaroa Kelechadosh Ein Kamov. So the Chazan should know to say that after the Tzibur concludes saying that, so everyone hears him. And our sages instituted this firstly because they wanted that the congregation stick around. They wanted to add something to the prayers that people stick around, because their shuls were out in the field, and on Friday night more people showed. So they wanted people to take a little bit longer in Ma'ariv, so that those people who came late would conclude together. And if you don't have a set minyan, let's say there's a minyan in a house of someone who's mourning, or they make a sheva brach, a separate minyan. So being that it's a minyan that's not set for permanence, then we don't say main sheva. People sometimes make a mistake on this. Sometimes they go, you make a special minyan for sheva brach or a chasen. So the halach is you're not supposed to say magen avot b'dvaro, etc. We have a custom that in Shmoneh Esrei of Ma'ariv, we say v'yanuchu vo ko Yisrael mekadshei shmecha, and on Shabbos day Shachris we say v'yanuchu vo, and on Mincha we say bam. So the letters of the end letters of ba, bo, bam is the gematria of nun aleph, and there's different discussions of what the gematrias are. The concept of saying shalom aleichem, so the Gemara tells us in Gittin that there was a house where they'd always have fights every Friday evening, and Torah Bimeir came and stayed by them for three Shabbatot. And after he was there three Shabbatot, and he made peace between them each time, so then he heard the Satan say, oh, Rav Meir kicked me out of this house. So our sages saw that it's very common that Friday afternoons is a pressure time, and there's a lot of pressure in the house. So they instituted that we wish ourselves to have peace, that we call the angels to help us make peace down below. Shalom Aleichem, Alechei Asheret, come, peace unto you, you should come join us and help us make peace. And another understanding is that the Gemara tells us that every person has two angels accompanying him, and when he comes home from shul Friday night, so there's one that's good and one that's bad. If the house is all prepared, the candles are lit, the table's set, the beds are made, so the angel that's good says, maybe the will of Hashem should be so next week. Another angel has to say amen against his will. If everything's a balagan, the candles aren't lit, the tables isn't set, the bed isn't made, so the angel that's bad said, Yiratzon should be this way next week too. And the angel that's good has to answer amen against his will. So being that we have these two angels that come with us, and hopefully the good angel has convinced the bad angel to bless us that next week should be good like this, so we call them Malachei HaShalom, the angels that are now of peace, and we say that there should be peace in our home also. The greatest peace that should be there is the peace between a husband and his wife, and the greatest epitome of that is supposed to be on Friday night when the couple is together. Shabbat Shalom.